Let's have a word of prayer.
请我们一同有一点祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, as we gather together in the name of Thy beloved Son, our Lord Jesus.
我们亲爱的天父，当我们在你爱子，我们主耶稣基督的名里面聚集的时候，
Our hearts are full of joy and gratitude.
我们的心充满了感谢与喜乐。
How we praise and thank Thee, Thou should love us so much.
我们要何等的感谢赞美你，因为你是如此的爱我们。
That Thou art willing to come to this wretched world and die for our sins.
你甘心情愿来到这败坏的世界，为我们的罪而死。
Lord, we are forever grateful to Thee.
主啊，我们永远的感谢你。
We praise and thank Thee that Thou hast not only saved us.
我们感谢赞美你，你不仅拯救了我们，
Thou hast even called us to serve Thee.
你甚至呼召我们来服侍你。
Who are we that we can serve our dear Lord?
主啊，我们是谁，我们可以侍奉我们亲爱的主呢？
It is all Thy grace and mercy.
乃全是你自己的怜悯和恩典。
As we gather here this morning, O Lord,
主啊，今天早晨当我们聚集在这里，
Teach us how to serve Thee in the way that will really satisfy Thy heart.
教导我们在一个能够真实叫你心满足的道路中来侍奉你。
We pray that our days on earth will really be counting.
我们求你使我们在地上的年日都算得了数。
That Thy will may be done on earth through us.As it is in heaven.
好叫你的旨意借着我们通行在地上，如同行在天上一样。
We commit this time into Thy loving hands.
我们将这一段时间交在你亲爱的手中。
We look to Thy Holy Spirit to open Thy Word to us.
我们仰望你的圣灵，将你的话语向我们开启。
We pray that Thy Word, which is truth and life, will beAn experience to every one of us.
我们恳求你的话语就是真理和亮光，能够成为我们真实的经历。
And we give thee all the glory.
我们将一切的荣耀都归给你。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. Thank God for gathering us together this time.
感谢主这一次把我们聚集在一起。
Thank God that we began this conference with the Lord's table.
我们也感谢主这一次的特会是借着擘饼纪念主开始。
As we come to the Lord's table,
当我们来到主的桌子跟前，
we come as God's children.
我们乃是作为儿女来到神的面前。
We do praise and thank Thee that He has even given us.Life.
我们实在感谢赞美他，他甚至将生命赐给我们。
That we can come before his presence.
好叫我们来到他的面前。
To remember his amazing love towards us.
我们来纪念他向着我们那惊人的大爱。
And to express a little bit of our appreciation to him.
并且将我们一点微弱的感谢献给他。
He is so much worthy, more than we can ever.
他远超过我们所能够想象的，他是配的。
But thank God that our Lord is willing to accept even our little gratitude.
但是感谢主，他甚至愿意接受我们这微弱的感谢。
But brothers and sisters, we all know.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们都知道。
That we are not only all God's children.
我们不仅都是神的儿女。
When we think of God's children, we think of life.
当我们想到做神的儿女，我们想到生命。
How he gave his life to us.
他怎样将他的生命赐给我们。
But thank God, after we become his children.
但是感谢神，当我们成为他的儿女。
He calls us to serve him.
他呼召我们来侍奉他。
You remember in Revelation chapter 1 verses 5 and 6.
我们记得在启示录第一章第五、第六节里。
to him who loves us and has given and has redeemed in our sins in his blood.
他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。
And has made us a kingdom, priests unto God and Father.
使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司。
So you find that he has not only redeemed us by his precious blood.
所以我们看见，不仅他借着他的宝血救赎了我们。
And has given us life.
赐给我们生命。
He has also made us a kingdom, priests.Unto his God and Father.
又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司。
And when you turn to Revelation chapter 5,
当我们来到启示录第五章的时候，
you find that the 24 elders and the four living creatures.
我们看见有二十四位长老和四活物。
And how they worship and praise our Lord Jesus.
他们怎样赞美敬拜我们的主耶稣？
Saying that, Lord, thou art worthy.
他们在那里唱说，主啊，你是配的。
Because thou hast been slain.
因为你曾被杀。
And thou hast redeemed by thy blood a people.
你用你的血买赎了一般的子民。
And has made them kings and priests unto God.
叫他们成为君王，成为祭司，归给神。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
I think it is well known.
我想这是我们都清楚明白的。
Every brother and sister should be very clear about this matter.
每一位弟兄姊妹对于这件事都应该是非常清楚的。
That we are not only God's children,
我们不仅是神的儿女，
but we are priests.Unto our God and Father.
并且我们是祭司，归给我们的神，就是我们的父。
And we know our priest is a person who is completely devoted to serve God.
我们知道祭司乃是一个人完全的奉献来侍奉神的。
A priest, the only thing that a priest does is to serve the Lord.
祭司所做的唯一一件事就是侍奉主，侍奉神。
And every redeemed child of God is a priest unto God.
每一个被神救赎回来神的儿女，对于神来讲都应该是做祭司。
And that is the reason that after we are saved,
这就是我们得救之后的一个原因。
We all need to present our bodies a living sacrifice.
我们都需要将我们的身体当作活祭献上。
Because this is acceptable to God.
因为这乃是神所悦纳的。
And this is holy.
这是圣洁的。
And this is our intelligence service.
我们如此侍奉是理所当然的。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道。
Sometimes we confuse this matter between work and service.
有的时候我们把工作和侍奉把它混淆在一起。
Sometimes we think and work and service are one.
有些时候我们认为呢，工作做工和侍奉是一件事。
If we do something for God,
若是我们为神做一件事，
then we are serving Him.
我们就是在侍奉他。
But strictly speaking,
但是严格的说来，
there is a difference between work and service.
在做工和侍奉中间是有区别的。
Because work.Is impersonal.
因为做工呢是没有人格身位的。
Service is personal.
侍奉呢乃是有身位，是个别的。
The object of work is thing.
工作的对象乃是事物。
If we can accomplish a thing,
如果我们能完成一件事情，
then the work is done.
那么那工作就完成了。
But service is entirely different.
但是侍奉是完全不同的。
Because when you serve, you have a master.
因为当我们服侍的时候，我们有一个主人。
And therefore the Bible puts service and worship together.
所以圣经把侍奉和敬拜是摆在一起的。
You know, in Romans 12 chapter 12 verse 1.
我们知道在罗马书十二章第一节里，
when you say this is your reasonable service,
在这里讲到这是我们合理的侍奉，
There is another translation.
还有另外一个翻译。
And that is, this is your spiritual worship.
这是我们属灵的敬拜。
Therefore, you find in service, especially in serving God, there is an element of worship there.
所以我们看见在侍奉中，特别是侍奉神的事情上面，在那里有一个敬拜的因素。
That's the reason why we need to come together and consider this matter of service.
所以这是为什么我们需要聚在一起来思想侍奉这件事情。
The theme of this conference is concerning spiritual service.
这一个特会的主题乃是关于属灵的侍奉。
But when you read the Chinese version, you find there is a little difference.
但是当我们读中文的时候，我们看见好像有一点点不同。
Because the literal translation of the Chinese is rethinking the service.
因为中文的那个字义的翻译乃是侍奉的再思。
Now even though there seem to be a little bit difference,
虽然好像有一点点的不同。
But the spirit is the same.
但是那灵意乃是一样的。
Because service is spiritual.
因为侍奉乃是属灵的。
And because we are serving a living God.
因为我们乃是服侍一位永活的神。
Therefore, we need to check ourselves again and again.
所以我们要一再的来检视我们自己。
I was assigned to speak on the blueprint of service.
我被分配呢来交通侍奉的蓝图这个题目。
And I would like to approach this matter from three directions.
我要用三个方面呢来看这个题目。
Now first, the blueprint of service.
第一就是侍奉的蓝图。
We need to have a pattern for service.
我们需要为着侍奉有一个样式，有一个蓝图。
We need to know what kind of service will be according to God's will.
我们要认识哪一类的侍奉是照着神的旨意的。
And then secondly,
第二，
we would like to consider our present service.
我们要来思想我们现今的侍奉。
We want to look at our service today.
我们要来看我们今天的侍奉。
Whether it meets God's standard.
它是否能够符合神的标准。
And then finally, we would like to see the way to recovery.
最后我们要来看那个恢复的道路在哪里。
How can we be recovered to the service that will be according to God's heart.
我们怎么能被恢复到那个照着神心意的侍奉里面？
Now, will you please turn to the Gospel according to John?
好不好？我们一同翻到约翰福音。
John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
We'll read verse 26.
我们读二十六节。
John chapter 12, verse 26.
约翰福音十二章二十六节。
Now this is the word of our Lord Jesus.
这是我们主耶稣所说的一句话。
He said, If anyone serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there also shall be my servant. And if anyone serve me, him,shall the Father honor.
他说若有人服侍我就当跟从我我在哪里服侍我的人也要在哪里若有人服侍我我父必尊重他
Dear brothers and sisters
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Before we are redeemed, were redeemed
在我们没有蒙救赎之前
Did you know that you are also serving?
你是否知道你也在服侍呢
？But you were serving the world.
但是你是在服侍这个世界。
You were serving yourself.
你在服侍自己。
And you were serving even the enemy of God that is behind all things.
你我甚至在侍奉神的对头，就是在这个世界之后的撒旦。
But after we are redeemed,
但是当我们蒙拯救之后，
there must be a tremendous, drastic change of service.
在侍奉这件事情上，必须要有一个非常激烈的一个改变。
Because no one can serve two masters.
因为没有一个人可以侍奉两个主。
You either love the one or you hate the other.
我们不是喜爱这个，就是厌恶那个。
You either hold on to the one or despise the other.
我们或许抓住一位而轻看了另一位。
Our Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, you cannot serve God and mammon.
我们的主在马太福音第六章里面讲到，我们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
Now mammon can represent the world.
我们看见马门呢，可以来代表这个世界。
And it can represent even the enemy that is behind the world.
它也可以代表在这世界背后的那仇敌。
But thank God, He has delivered us out of the power of darkness.
但是感谢神，他将我们从黑暗的权势中拯救出来了。
And He has translated us into the kingdom of the Son of God's love.
他将我们迁到神爱子的国度里。
Therefore, you find as soon as you are saved.
所以当我们发现，当我们一得救的时候，
there is a complete change of service.
在侍奉这一面来说，就有一个完全的改变。
Formerly, you serve the world and the enemy.
从前我们是侍奉世界和仇敌的。
But now you serve the one true and living God.
现在我们乃是侍奉又真又活的神。
Because no one can serve two masters.
因为没有一个人可以同时侍奉两个主。
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
you remember when God delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt?
当我们记得神怎样将以色列人从埃及中拯救出来。
He sent Moses to Pharaoh.
他打发摩西去见法老。
And the word was, let my people go that they may serve me.
那信息乃是说，容我的百姓去，好使他们能服侍我。
You know the children of Israel, they were slaves in Egypt.
我们知道以色列人在埃及乃是做奴仆的。
They were serving Pharaoh.
他们在服侍法老。
And Pharaoh put them into hard labor.
而法老叫他们做苦工。
And even wouldn't allow them to live.
甚至呢，不许可他们存活。
But God's salvation came to the people of Israel.
但是神的救恩临到了以色列人。
Let my people go.
容我的百姓去。
That they may serve me.
好使他们能侍奉我。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
we need to remember this,
我们需要记住这件事。
That we are saved to serve a living God.
我们蒙拯救乃是要来侍奉又真又活的神。
Do not think that we can be redeemed and yet live for ourselves.
不要认为我们可以蒙救赎，但是我们仍然为自己而活。
There is no such thing in the word of God.
在神的话语里面没有这样的事。
As soon as you are redeemed,
只要我们是蒙救赎的，
you are already put in the way of serving God.
我们已经被摆在侍奉神的道路上。
Therefore, we need to be occupied with our God, our Father's business.
所以我们需要以我们父我们神的事物为念。
Sometimes we have a wrong idea.
有些时候我们有一个错误的观念。
When we talk about the conference on service,
当我们讲到侍奉的特会，
we thought that it is for those who love, who work full time for God.
我们认为这个特会是为着那些所谓全时间侍奉神的人的。
But brothers and sisters, may I ask a question?
但是弟兄姊妹们，请容我问一个问题。
I believe that every redeemed child of God is a full-time serving God.
我相信每一个蒙救赎的神的儿女乃是全时间的来侍奉神的。
Now if you are not full time serving God, whom are you serving?
若你不是全时间的来侍奉神，那么你在侍奉谁呢？
The Lord said no one can serve two masters.
主说没有一个人能侍奉两个主。
Then who are you serving?
那么你在侍奉谁呢？
So to me, I feel that every redeemed child of God is full time serving God.
所以对我而言，我感觉每一个被神救赎的儿女都应该是全时间的来侍奉神的。
You may have an avocation.
你可能在地上有一个职业。
You may be a medical doctor.
你可能是一个医生。
Or you may be an engineer.
你可能是工程师。
Or you may be a housewife.
你可能是家庭主妇。
Or you may be a teacher.
你可能是教师。
Or you may even be a student.
你甚至可能只是一个学生。
But that's your avocation.
但是那不过是我们在地上的职业。
副业。
副业。
This is not your vocation.
这不是我们的职业。
Because our vocation is serving God.
因为我们的职业正业呢乃是侍奉神。
Now think of Daniel.
我们是想想但以理。
Daniel.He was the prime minister of the greatest empire in the world at that time.
但以理在他那个时代是地上最伟大帝国的首相。
He served Babylonian Empire.
他在服侍巴比伦帝国。
He served Middle Persian Empire.
他也侍奉了马代波斯帝国。
And yet, even the emperor recognized.
但是即甚至当时的皇帝也承认。
You know, because he served God.
因为他侍奉神。
So people envied him.
所以人就嫉妒他。
And he was put into the lion's den.
他被丢在狮子坑里。
But the emperor.
但是那个皇帝。
Came to him and said, Daniel.
来对他说，但以理。
The God whom you serve, can he deliver you?
你所服侍的神他能拯救你。
Praise God, the God of Daniel is the God Almighty.
感谢神，但以理所服侍的神乃是全能的神。
We have no excuse.
我们没有借口。
We cannot say, well, I'm too busy.
我们不能说我太忙了。
I'm too busy to make a living.
我忙着谋生。
I'm too busy with my family.
我忙着照顾家庭。
I'm too busy with this and too busy with that.
我忙着做这件事或那件事。
So I have no time to serve God.
所以我没有时间来侍奉神。
Now can you compare with Daniel?
你能不能与但以理来比较呢？
He was the prime minister.
他是首相。
Of the greatest empire in the world.
在那个时候世界最大帝国的首相。
And yet even the emperor, the king, recognized that he served God.
但是当时的君王也承认说他是服侍神的人。
So no matter in what avocations you may be.
所以不论你的副业是什么。
Remember, you are priest.
你要记得我们是祭司。
You are separated for one thing and one thing only.
我们为着一件事，也只为着那一件事被分别出来。
You are separated to serve the living God.
我们被分别出来来服侍永活的神。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
I don't know how to emphasize this point.
我不知道怎样来强调这个点。
I pray that the Spirit of God will impress this thought into your very heart.
我求神的灵将这件事深深地印在我们的心里面。
Because brothers and sistersThis is most basic in our Christian service.
因为弟兄姊妹们，这在我们基督徒的侍奉中，这是最基本的一件事。
Especially when we think that our Lord is coming soon.
特别是当我们想到我们的主快要回来。
We do not know how many days we have.
我们不知道我们还有多少的年日。
And should the Lord come today?
若是主今天回来。
How can we face him?
我们怎样面对他呢？
Are we prudent and faithful?
我们是否 忠心又警醒呢？
Are we foolish and lazy?
或者我们是愚昧并且懒惰的呢？
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
I think this time we are going to really be serious about this matter of serving God.
所以我认为在这个时代这个时刻我们应该在侍奉神的事情上面认真。
Now how can we serve God in the way that will really be according to his heart?
那么我们怎么样能够在真实照着神的心意来侍奉神呢？
Now you know that the character of service is based uponThe object of service.
我们都知道侍奉的特性乃是根据于侍奉的对象。
If you are serving man,
在我们侍奉人的事上，
then you have to know what is the character of the man whom you serve.
我们需要认识我们服侍的人他的性格是什么。
Now if you know his character,
若是我们知道他的性格，
then you can serve him and please him.
那么我们就能够讨他喜悦的来侍奉他。
But brothers and sisters, we are not serving man.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们不是在服侍人。
We are serving God.
我们乃是服侍神。
Therefore the first thing we need to understand,
所以我们需要明白的第一件事，
we need to know him.
我们需要认识他。
You know, if we do not know God,
若是我们不认识神，
if we do not have a first hand experience of our God,
若是我们对我们的神没有第一手的经历，
if we do not know his character,
若是我们不认识他的性格，
if we do not know what he wants and what he hates,
若是我们不知道他喜欢的是什么他恨恶的是什么，
if we do not know what he is really after,
若是我们不知道他真实所要的是什么，
then how can we serve him?
那么我们怎么能侍奉他呢？
We cannot serve him out of our own mind.
我们不能从自己的意念里面来侍奉。
We think that this is the way that God should be pleased.
我们认为呢，这应该神是神喜悦的道路。
And maybe at the end it will be a great surprise.
可能呢，到了将来结束的时候，我们要吃惊。
You remember in the Sermon on the Mount?
我们记得主在山上的教训。
In Matthew chapter 7.
在马太福音第七章，
The Lord said,
主说，
Some will come to him,
有一些人要到他那里来，
and said, Lord,
他们说，主啊，
We prophesy in your name,
我们奉你的名说预言，
We cast out demons in your name,
我们奉你的名赶鬼，
We do wonders and signs in your name,
我们奉你的名行许多的奇事和异能，
and yet the Lord said,
但是主却说，
I do not know you.
我从来不认识你们。
You wicked people.
你们这些作恶的人。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
That is to say,
那乃是说，
that if we want to serve our Lord,
若是我们要侍奉我们的主，
the first and primary thing,
第一并且是首要的事情，
we have to know him.
我们必须要认识他。
We have to know his character.
我们需要认识他的性格。
We have to know his heart.
我们需要认识他的心意。
We have to know his purpose, his will.
我们需要认识他的目的，他的旨意。
And unless we do,
除非我们这样，
our service will be rejected.
我们的侍奉呢，会被主所拒绝。
But dear brothers and sisters,
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Our God is the greatest mystery in the whole world.
我们神乃是全世界最大的奥秘。
Can you think of any mystery greater than God?
我们能不能想到有任何一个奥秘呢比神还要大呢？
Who is able to know him?
谁能够认识神呢？
Who is able to know his mind?
谁能够明白神的心意呢？
He is so immense, so transcendent.
他是这样的广大与超越。
He is so big.
他是这样的伟大。
How can we know him?
我们怎么能认识他？
How can we understand him?
我们怎么能明白他呢？
Think of a little ant.
我们想是想一个蚂蚁。
Can a little ant understand you?
有没有一个蚂蚁会了解你呢？
Can a little bird understand you?
有没有一只小鸟能够了解你呢？
I remember once when I was in my room.
我记得有一次我在房间里。
A bird flew in.
有一只鸟飞进来了。
And that room was filled with glasses.
那一个房间里面充满了镜子。
And when that bird got in, he realized that he was in the wrong place.
当他飞进来了，发现他飞错地方了。
So he tried to find a way out.
所以他想找路出去。
And he hit himself on the glasses again and again.
他一再的撞到那个玻璃窗。
I said, little bird.
我向那个鸟就说
I want to save you.
我要救你。
Just allow me to lay hold of you and lead you out.
让我呢能够抓住你带你出去。
But the bird does not understand me.
但是那个鸟呢没有办法明白我。
He will hit himself until he dropped down.
他一直撞玻璃呢直到他跌下来。
And then I can pick him up and bring him out.
然后我把他拿起来带他出去。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
with God, it is even millions and millions of times more than that.
对于神而言, 这个比方呢, 要几百万, 几百万倍更大。
How can we know him?
我们怎么可能认识他?
This is the biggest problem in the universe.
这是宇宙中最大的难处和问题。
But thank God,
但是感谢神。
Our God is one.Who reveals himself.
我们的神乃是启示他自己的神。
Now if our God should hide himself,
若是神隐藏他的自己，
Who will know him?
谁能够认识他呢？
Who is able to serve him?
谁能够侍奉他呢？
Who can please him?
谁能讨他喜悦呢？
Nobody can.
没有一个可以。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Our God is one who reveals himself.
我们的神乃是启示他自己的神。
You remember Paul said,
我们记得保罗这样说。
It pleases God to reveal his son in me.
父喜悦将他的儿子启示在我里面。
We thank God because he speaks.
我们感谢神因为他说话。
In the old days, he speaks to our fathers through the prophets.
在古时他向我们的列祖借着先知们说话。
But it is in bits and pieces.
但是那是片段的。
But in the last day,
但是在末后的日子
he speaks to us in his beloved son.
他在他的爱子里面向我们说话。
Full revelation has been given.
他将那完整的启示赐给我们。
And he has given us the Holy Spirit.
他将圣灵赐给我们。
And by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth,
借着圣灵就是真理的圣灵。
We are able to know God.
我们就能够认识神。
We are able to know his heart.
我们能够认识他的心意。
We are able to know what is his delight.
我们可以认识他所喜悦的是什么。
We are able to know what is his way.
我们可以知道他的道路是什么。
So that we can serve him in a way that will be satisfying to him.
好使我们能够照着他满意他心意的方式来侍奉他。
Our God is the living God.
我们的神是永活的神。
Therefore, whoever serves him must serve him in life.
所以每一个侍奉他的人要在生命中来服侍他。
You cannot serve him by theory.
我们不能借着理论来服侍他。
You cannot serve him by doctrine.
我们不能借着教训来侍奉。
You have to serve him with life.
我们必须要借着生命来服侍他。
Our God is spirit.
我们神是灵。
Therefore, whoever serves him must serve him in spirit.
所以每一个服侍他的人要在灵里来服侍他。
In other words, you cannot serve him just with your mind.
换言之，我们不能用我们的思想来侍奉他。
No matter how noble thoughts you have,
不论你有多么高尚的思想，
he cannot be reached.
他我们摸不着他。
You cannot serve him with your body.
我们也不能用我们的身体来服侍他。
Even if you prostrate on the floor.
即便我们五体投地的。
Thinking that you are worshiping and serving him.
认为我们是在敬拜侍奉他。
God is not served.
神并没有得着服侍。
You have to serve him in spirit.
我们必须在灵里来侍奉他。
Our God is truth.
我们神乃是真理。
Therefore, we must serve him in truth.
所以我们要在真理里侍奉他。
God's word is the truth.
神的话语就是真理。
We cannot serve him outside of God's truth.
我们不能在神的真理之外来侍奉他。
Our God is heavenly.
我们神是属天的。
We cannot use earthly ways to serve him.
我们不能用属地的方式来侍奉他。
We can use the way of the world to temporarily seem to be successful.
我们可能用地上的方式暂时的好像在事情上面能够成功。
But that is only a work.
但是那不过是工作而已。
Maybe a religious work.
可能只是一个宗教的工作。
But God is not served.
但是神却没有得着服侍。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
I think we need to have a very fundamental change in our thought.
我认为我们在意念中要有一个基本上的改变。
We have to serve God by knowing Him.
我们必须借着认识神来服侍神。
The more you know Him, the more you serve Him.
我们越多认识他，我们就越多的服侍他。
Thank God when we read the Word of God.
感谢神，当我们读神的话语的时候。
The Bible is the revelation of our God.
圣经乃是我们神的启示。
It is the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
乃是我们主耶稣基督的启示。
It is a living book.
乃是一本活的书。
In this word of God,
在这神的话语中，
we are able to know what is his heart.
我们可以认识他的心意是什么。
We're able to know what he's really after.
我们可以知道他真实所要的是什么。
Therefore, it is most important, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是最重要的。
That we have to meditate, study the Word of God.
我们必须要研究、研读，并且来默想神的话。
We have to depend on the Holy Spirit. To reveal the word to us.
我们依靠圣灵将神的话语向我们开启。
We have to read the word of God to the extent that we begin to see Christ.
我们需要好好读主的话语，到一个地步我们开始看见了基督耶稣。
Because this is the only way to serving God.
因为这乃是侍奉神的唯一道路。
But our God is living.
但是我们神是活神。
So when we are trying to find the blueprint of service,
所以当我们试着要找到侍奉的蓝图的时候，
we find that oftentimes he would illustrate that blueprint through living people.
所以我们许多时候看见了他借着一般活的人们呢，来将这个蓝图显明出来。
The Bible is full of biographies.
圣经里面充满了传记。
Because God is a living person.
因为神乃是活神。
So he oftentimes put his thought into the lives of living people.
所以他将他自己的意念放在一般活的人的生活的里面。
That through them we may have a glimpse of God's thought.
然后借着他们，我们能够看见神心意的一瞥。
That we may know how to serve God that will please Him.
好使我们能够知道如何来侍奉神，能够讨他的喜悦。
Now you know when you read the Old Testament.
我们知道当我们读旧约的时候。
There is a person that stands out as the servant of God.
有一个人，他在做神的仆人这件事情上面。是很突出的。
I think everybody knows that's Moses.
我相信每一个人都知道那就是摩西。
God said, Moses, my servant.
因为神说，摩西，我的仆人。
You remember in Numbers chapter 12?
我们记得在民数记第十二章里。
When Moses' sister and brother Aaron, they began to speak against Moses.
当摩西的姐姐和他的哥哥亚伦他们在攻击摩西的时候。
They said, well, does God speak to Moses alone?
他们说神仅仅向摩西说话吗？
Does he not speak to us also?
他不也与我们说话吗？
And you remember how God came to their midst.
我们都记得神怎样来到他们中间。
He called Moses, Aaron, and Miriam to him.
他召米利暗、亚伦和摩西到他面前。
And God said,
神说，
If there is a prophet,
若是有一个先知，
I will reveal myself in a vision.
我要在异象中向他显现。
I will speak to him in a dream.
我要在梦中向他说话。
But not my servant Moses.
但是我的仆人摩西不是这样。
He is faithful in all my heart.
他是在我全家尽忠的。
I speak to him mouth to mouth openly.
我要与他面对面的敞开的说话。
And not with riddle.
不是用谜语。
And he has even seen my form.
并且他必看见我的形象。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
in the Old Testament you find Moses is a living example of God's blueprint of service.
在旧约里面我们看见摩西乃是神关于侍奉蓝图的一个活的榜样。
If we want to learn how to serve,
若是我们要学习如何来服侍，
we have to learn from the life of Moses.
我们必须要从摩西的一生来学习。
We know Moses was born under the sentence of death.
我们知道摩西出生的时候就被判了死刑。
Because Pharaoh gave order.
因为法老下了命令。
All the male child must be drowned.
所有以色列的男孩子出生就要被淹死。
And Moses was born at that time.
摩西就在那个时候出生的。
So he was born with a sentence of death over him.
所以他出生的时候就被判了死刑。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
He was delivered as it were out of water.
他好像从水中被拯救被拉出来。
That is the name of Moses.
那就是摩西名字的意思。
So Moses was one who was delivered out of death.
所以摩西乃是一个从死里被拯救出来的人。
Because God has a purpose on his life.
因为神在他的生命中有一个目的。
And Moses became the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
摩西成为法老女儿的儿子。
He lived in the palace.
他住在王宫中。
The Bible tells us that he learned all the learnings of Egypt.
圣经告诉我们说他学了埃及一切的学问。
He was great in work and in words.
他在行事说话都大有才能。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
His mother, when his mother was feeding him, somehow put into his little heart that Godhas a purpose on his life.
他的母亲在他乳养他的时候不知怎样的将一个意念就是神在他生命中有一个目的的意念放在摩西的心中。
So he felt that he had a mission from God to deliver the children of Israel.
所以他感觉他从神那里有一个托付要将他的百姓从埃及拯救出来。
And he had a heartTo serve God's purpose.
并且他有一个心要服侍神的目的。
So when he was 40 years old,
所以当他40岁的那一年，
he went out to visit his own brethren.
他出去访问他自己的弟兄。
And you remember how he saw an Egyptian was beating an Israelite.
我们记得他看见有一个埃及人在苦待击打他的一个以色列弟兄。
So he looked here and there was nobody there, so with his might he beat that Egyptian to death.
当他四顾无人的时候他就 将那个埃及人打死。
And the next day he went out again to see his brethren.
第二天他再出去探视他的弟兄们。
And he saw two Hebrews. They were struggling with each other.
他看见两个希伯来人在打架。
And he was mighty in speech.
他是很有口才的人。
So he said, "You are brothers. Why do you fight each other?"
所以他对他们说，你们是弟兄，为什么彼此相争呢？
He thought that his brethren will understand.
他认为他的弟兄们会明白。
But he, the one pushed him aside and said, "Who made you our judge?"
但是有一个人就把他推开一边说，谁使你做我们的审判官呢？
You want to kill me as you killed the Egyptian like yesterday?
你想杀我像你昨天杀了那个埃及人一样吗？
So the thing was known to Pharaoh.
所以这件事情被法老知道。
So Moses had to flee for his life.
所以摩西就必须逃命。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，
you see, here is a person,
我们看见这里有一个人，
who has the heart to serve God.
他有一颗侍奉神的心。
He tried to use his own might.
他想用他自己的能力，
tried to use his own eloquence,
用他自己的口才，
to save his people,
来拯救他的百姓。
And he was a complete failure.
但是他却完全的失败。
God did not accept that kind of service.
神没有接受那样的服事。
So he fled.
所以他逃亡。
And for 40 years he was in the wilderness.
40年之久他在旷野中。
And shepherding some sheep.
在那里牧一些的羊。
When he was 80 years old.
到他80岁的时候。
He was shepherding the flock.
他在牧羊的时候，
and he saw,
他看见
a thorn bush,
有一个荆棘着火了。
Now in the wilderness, a thorn bush will catch fire very easily.
在旷野中呢，这个荆棘丛很容易起火的。
Because it is so dry.
因为那里非常的干旱。
It is so hot.
很热。
So the thorn bush would burn by itself.
所以呢，荆棘很容易自己就起火。
And after it was burned, it was so consumed.
当它被焚烧，就完全变成灰烬。
But he saw a thorn bush.
但是他看见一丛的荆棘。
Was burning.
在那里焚烧。
But it was not consumed.
但是却没有被烧毁。
Now that's a miracle.
那是一个神迹。
So he went forward to look at it.
所以他就近前想要看仔细。
And a voice came out of the burning bush.
从那焚烧的荆棘丛中呢，有声音出来。
This is holy ground.
这乃是圣地。
Take off your shoes.
你要脱下你的鞋来。
God was in that burning bush.
神在那焚烧的荆棘丛。
And God revealed His heart to Moses.
神向摩西启示他的心意。
Go to Egypt.
你回到埃及去。
And deliver my people.
去拯救我的百姓。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
Here you find Moses.
这里我们看见摩西。
40 years ago.
40年前。
He had a heart to serve God.
他有一颗心要侍奉神。
And he used his might, he used his eloquence to serve.
他用他自己的能力和口才来服侍。
All he had learned from Egypt to serve.
他把从埃及所学的一切用来侍奉神。
You cannot serve God that way.
我们不能用这样的方式来服侍神。
It was completely rejected.
他完全被拒绝了。
It was a total failure.
这是一个完全的失败。
Thank God for that.
为着那个，我们要感谢。
What if he should succeed?
若是他那个时候成功了。
It took another 40 years.
用了另外的四十年。
To unlearn everything he learned in Egypt.
他要将他在埃及所学会的一切都忘记。
He lost his might. He lost his eloquence.
他失去了他的能力，失去了他的口才。
Where will be his eloquence speaking to a few dumb sheep?
他的口才像几个很笨的羊有什么用呢？
He lost his eloquence.
所以他没有口才了。
He said, "I cannot speak."
他说我是左口笨舌的。
That's true.
那是真的。
Who am I to go and save the people?
我是谁能够去拯救百姓呢？
I'm a total failure.
我是一个完全失败的人。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
But God gave him a vision.
但是神赐给他一个意象。
It's the vision of the burning bush.
乃是那荆棘火焰的意象。
Moses,
摩西。
You are not a cedar tree.
你不是一个香柏木。
You are just a bush.
你不过是一个荆棘丛而已。
Not only a bush.
不仅是一个荆棘。
But it's burning.
并且在里面焚烧。
You are destined to be destroyed.
你的命运乃是被毁灭。
You are completely useless.
你是完全无用的。
But I'm with you.
但是我却与你同在。
I'm refining you.
我在炼净你。
And I'm able to use you.
我才能够用你。
Because I'm with you.
因为我与你同在。
Not by might, nor by power.
不是借着才干和能力。
But by my spirit, says the Lord.
乃是靠着我的灵，这是主说的。
And Moses went back.
所以摩西就回去了。
And brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
When he delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt, he was 80 years old.
当他将以色列人从埃及拯救出来的时候，他已经80岁了。
Moses wrote Psalm 90.
摩西写了诗篇90篇。
He said, if a man can live to 70 years.
他说，人若强壮，可以活到70岁。
If he's strong, he can live to 80 years old.
他说，若是强壮，可以活到80岁。
It means that 80 years is the end of that life.
那意思就是说八十岁就是生命的终结了。
But at the end of his life, God began.
但是在他生命的结束的时候，神开始了。
This is the way that God will work with each and every one of us.
这是神在我们每一个人身上做工的道路。
And thank God, Moses was faithful in all God's house.
感谢神，摩西在神的全家尽忠。
In what way?
在怎样的方式中？
You know, God ordered Moses to build a tabernacle.
我们知道神吩咐摩西建造会幕。
God said, build me a sanctuary that I may dwell in.
神说为我建造一个会幕，我能够住在其中。
Now Moses was a great architect.
我们知道摩西是一个大的建筑师。
To build a tabernacle, that's nothing.
去建一个会幕算不了什么。
He could build a pyramid.
他可以建金字塔。
And yet God told him in minute details.
然而神却将最微小的事都指示他。
Everything has to be done according to the pattern of the mount.
每一件事都需要照着在山上的样式来做。
God did not give Moses any liberty.
神没有给摩西有一个自由。
And Moses was faithful.
摩西就尽忠。
He did everything according to God's command.
在每一件事情上，他照着神的命令来做。
That's faithfulness.
那个叫做忠心。
So this is Moses.
这就是摩西。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
If we want to serve God,
若是我们要侍奉神，
we have to walk in the way of Moses.
我们需要走在摩西所走的道路上。
Then if we turn to the New Testament,
然后我们来到新约。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
In the New Testament, you'll find among God's servants,
在新约圣经中，我们看见神的众仆人。
And there is one that really stands out.
也有一个人，他很突出。
And I think everybody knows that must be Paul.
我相信每一个人都知道，那一定是保罗。
Now, who was this man?
那这一个保罗是谁呢？
This man was a most unusual young man.
这是一个非常不寻常的年轻人。
He was born with perfect credentials.
他出生了有完全的这个。
He was a pure Israelite.
他有最好的血统，他是纯正的以色列人。
With most young people,
对许多的年轻人，
they will go out to the world,
他们会到世界中去，
seeking advance in the world,
寻找在世界中进步往前。
But this man was different.
但是这个人却不同。
Somehow he had a sense of destiny.
在他的里面好像有一个目的的感觉。
He was not seeking of the riches, pleasure of this world like most young people.
他不像许多其他的年轻人一样寻求这个世界的快乐和成功。
He was seeking to know God.
他在寻求要认识神。
So therefore you find when he was very young.
所以我们看见当他很年轻的时候。
Probably after he had his bar mitzvah.
可能他在成年礼之后。
He went to Jerusalem and sat at the feet of Gamaliel.
所以他就到耶路撒冷归在加玛列的门下。
And Gamaliel at that time was the greatest rabbi in Israel.
加玛列是那个时候以色列最大的拉比。
And this man, young man, learned from Gamaliel.
这一个年轻人就做了加玛列的门徒。
He became a Pharisee.
他成为一个法利赛。
Now today we have very poor idea about a Pharisee.
今天我们对法利赛人的观看法都不好。
But you know Pharisee in the strictest sense.
但是若是严格的说来，法利赛人。
Pharisees are those who not only study the Bible.
法利赛人他们不仅是一般研读圣经的人。
They also keep every letter of the word.
并且他们守住神话语的每一个字句。
And more than that,
不仅如此。
They keep all the traditions of the Father.
并且他们遵守列祖一切的遗传传统。
All the interpretations of the Father.
所有列祖们他们对于神话语的解释。
And interpretation upon interpretation.
在解释上面又有解释。
And this young man.So far as the letter of the law was concerned, he was perfect.
这个年轻人就着律法的字句而言，他是完全的。
He was more advanced than his contemporaries.
他比他同岁的人更长进。
And he was so zealous for the tradition of the fathers.
他为着列祖的传统是何等的热心。
Then he became a chief enemy of the disciples of our Lord Jesus.
他就变成我们主耶稣基督门徒们的最主要的敌人。
All the time he was thinking he was serving God.
而这一切的时候，他都认为他在侍奉神。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because he was in darkness.
因为他在黑暗中。
His mind was darkened by the traditions of the fathers.
他的心思呢，被列祖的遗传传统。蒙蔽以至于黑暗。
He served God without vision.
他侍奉神却没有异象。
Without revelation from above.
没有从天上来的异象启示。
What a disservice he did to God.
那么他向着神给的服侍是什么呢
？But God looked on his heart.
但是神却看他的心。
God knew his heart was true.
神知道他有一个真实的心。
So God allowed him to go just as far.
所以神许可他走到可以走的那个地步。
When he was on his way to Damascus to seize upon those people of the way.
当他要到大马色去捉拿那些走在这条路上的人的时候。
To bring them to Jerusalem and to condemn them.
要把他们带到耶路撒冷来定罪。
Suddenly.
忽然之间
A light brighter than the noonday sun.
有一个比中午日头更亮的大光
Suddenly that light shone upon him.
忽然之间那个光四面的照着他
He was smitten by that light.
他被那个光击倒在地上
And he heard a voice.
他听见一个声音
Saul, Saul.
扫罗，扫罗
Why do you persecute me?
你为什么逼迫我？
It is hard for you to kick against the goads.
你用脚踢刺是难的。
It was not a condemning voice.
这不是一个责备定罪的声音。
Not an angry voice.
不是一个生气的声音。
It was a voice full of sympathy and tenderness.
这个声音里面充满了怜悯和温柔。
Saul, Saul.
扫罗，扫罗。
Why don't you do that?
你为什么要做这个事
You are hurting yourself.
你在伤害你自己。
And Saul said, Lord, who are you?
扫罗就问主啊，你是谁？
He did not know him.
他不认识他。
He thought Jesus of Nazareth is a rebel.
他认为拿撒勒的耶稣是一个叛徒。
And need to be persecuted, wiped out.
需要被逼迫并且把他消灭。
He did not realize that Jesus of Nazareth is the King of Kings and the Lord of all.
他不明白拿撒勒的耶稣乃是万王之王，万主之主。
But he completely surrendered.
但是他在那个时候，他完全的投降。
And after he completely surrendered himself.
当他把自己完全的降服下来。
The Lord began to raise him up and use him mightily.
神开始兴起他，并且大大的使用他。
His name formerly was Saul.
他从前的名字叫扫罗。
Sought for.
就是被人所寻找、所羡慕的。
Now he changed his name to Paul.
现在他把他的名字改成保罗。
Little.
就是微小的。
Nothing.
微不足道的。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
He was entrusted with the mysteries. Of God through the centuries.
神将历世历代所隐藏的奥秘托付给他。
He was entrusted with the mystery of God.
神将他自己的奥秘托付给他。
The mystery of God.
就是神的奥秘。
He said it's Christ.
乃是基督。
If you want to know God.
若是你要认识神。
You must know Christ.
你必须要认识基督。
Because all that is of God.Is in Christ.
因为在神里面的一切都在基督里。
All the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ bodily.
神本性中一切的丰富都有形有体的居住在基督里。
And we are complete in Him.
好，我们在他里面得以完全。
He was entrusted with the mystery of the Christ.
他也被托付就是那基督的奥秘。
And that is the church.The body of Christ.
那就是教会是基督的身体。
He was entrusted with the mystery of the gospel.
神也将福音的奥秘托付给他。
The mystery of the gospel is that God, Christ dwells in you, the hope of glory.
福音的奥秘乃是神将基督作为我们的荣耀住在我们里面。
And how God uses him.
神怎样的使用他
？And how faithful he was.
他是何等的忠心
？So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，To serve a living God.
要侍奉永活的神
，Is by a living person.
乃是要借着一个活的人
，A living person that knows Christ is able to serve the living God.
一个认识基督活着的人才能侍奉永活的神。
But,
但是
the real blueprint of spiritual service,
属灵侍奉的真实的蓝图
the perfect blueprint,
那个完全的蓝图
is neither Moses nor Paul,
既不是摩西也不是保罗
it is Christ Jesus,
乃是基督耶稣自己。
Our Lord Jesus is the perfect servant of God.
我们的主耶稣基督乃是神那完全的仆人。
You know in Philippians chapter 2.
我们记得在腓立比书第二章里。
He, that is our Lord Jesus, who is equal with God.
他就是我们主耶稣基督本与神是同等的。
And this is not something to be grasped.
他却不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
In other words,
换言之
,Our Lord Jesus is one with God.
我们的主耶稣与神是一。
He is God.
他就是神。
Equal with God.
与神同等。
Share all the riches and glory of God.
他与神同享一切神的丰富和荣耀。
He is the beloved Son of the Father.
他是父怀中那独生的儿子，爱子。
And yet, he emptied himself.
然而他反倒倒空自己。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
How much riches in you and me that can be emptied?
在你我的里面有多少的丰富可以被倒空呢？
Very little or nothing.
是很少的或者根本没有。
But our Lord Jesus,
但是我们的主耶稣，
all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in him.
在神本性中一切的丰富都居住在他的里面。
And yet he emptied himself.
然而他却把这一切他都自己倒空了。
Of course, he cannot empty himself of his deity.
当然他 不能把他自己的神性倒出来。
Because he is God.
因为他是神。
He is forever God.
他永远是神。
But all the glory and honor he poured out.
但是所有的荣耀和尊贵他都倒出来。
Now why did he do that?
为什么他要这样做呢？
He did it because unless he did it, he cannot be the servant of God.
他这样做乃是除非他这样做，他就不能成为神的仆人。
He was equal with God.
他与神是同等的。
But for the sake of God's eternal purpose.
但是为着神那永远的旨意。
For the sake of God's love towards mankind.
为着神向着人类的那个爱。
He was willing to empty himself of all the glory and honor attached to Godhead.
他甘心情愿将他自己与神性里面有关的所有丰富尊贵与荣耀都倒空。
He came into this world to take the form of a born slave.
他来到地上取了奴仆的形象。
A born slave, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，是一个奴仆。
A slave that is bonded for life.
乃是一生做奴仆。
Whose slave he was?
他是谁的奴仆呢？乃是神的奴仆。
He was willing to take a lower place.
他甘心取了一个非常低的地位。
And submit himself completely to God the Father.
将他自己完全的降服在父神的手下。
He was obedient even unto death, and at the death of the cross.
他存心顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this is the typical servant.
这乃是一个典型的仆人。
This is the blueprint of servanthood.
这乃是做仆人的一个蓝图。
Before our Lord Jesus was crucified,
在我们主耶稣被钉十字架之前，
He came to Jerusalem for the last time.
他最后一次到耶路撒冷。
People welcomed him.
人们欢迎他。
People thought that king of Israel had come.
人们认为以色列的君王来到了。
Not only the Jewish people flocked to him.
不仅以色列人聚集到他那里。
Even some Greeks wanted to see him.
甚至有一些希腊人也要见耶稣。
So they came to Philip.
所以他们到腓力那里。
Say we want to see Jesus.
他说我们想要见耶稣。
So Philip and Andrew came to the Lord.
所以腓力和安德烈来到主面前。
Telling our Lord, now even the Greeks want to see you.
告诉我们的主说，现在甚至连希腊人他们也要见你的面。
Now this is the time of your glory.
这乃是你得荣耀的时刻。
And you know what our Lord Jesus said?
你们知道我们的主怎样回答呢？
Verily, verily, I say unto you,
我实实在在地告诉你们，
unless the grain of wheat falling into the ground and die, it abides alone.
一粒麦子若不坐在地里死了，它就仍然是一粒。
If it dies, it produces much fruit.
若它死了，就结出许多的籽粒来。
He that loves his life shall lose it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it to life eternal.
人若爱自己的生命，就将失上生命；人若 失丧生命，却要保守生命到永生。
The life here is our soul life.
这里的生命乃是指着我们魂的生命。
If we are willing to lay down ourselves,
若我们甘心情愿将自己放下，
we will get it to eternity.
我们就要得着它直到永生。
That is the way that our Lord shows us.
这是我们主指示我们的道路。
If anyone serve me,
若是有人服侍我，
the Lord said,
主说，
let him follow me,
让他来跟从。
So brothers and sisters, I think the way is very clear.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我认为这道路非常的清楚。
If we really want to serve God,
若是我们真盼望要侍奉神，
the Lord said, follow me,
主说你要来跟从我。
Wherever I go, you go,
我在哪里，你也要在哪里。
Thank God that in the last days,
感谢神在这最后的日子中，
there will be a people,
会有一般的
子民， who will follow the Lamb wheresoever he goes,
他们在羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随。
Most people will follow the Lamb to a certain extent,
大部分的人跟随羔羊只跟到一个地步。
If the way is smooth,If the way is proper, follow.
如果道路平顺并且通达，我们就跟随。
If it means death to yourself,
如果它意味着要向自己死，
it is too hard.
那太难了。
Who can hear it?
谁能听呢？
But thank God, there will be a people.
但是感谢神，会有一般子民。
Who are being constrained.By the love of Christ,
他们被基督的爱所激励。
That they are willing to follow the Lamb wheresoever He goes.
他们羔羊无论往哪里去，都愿意跟随。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
these are the people who really serve God.
这乃是一般真实侍奉神的人。
And the Lord said, My Father would honor.
而主说，我的父要尊重他。
So may the Lord help us.
所以愿主帮助我们。我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
We are ever grateful to thee.
我们永远感谢你。
That thou hast not only saved us.
你不仅拯救了我们。
But thou art even willing.To allow us to serve thee.
你甚至愿意许可我们来侍奉你。
What an honor, what a glory.
这是何等样的尊荣。
But Lord, we confess.
但是主啊，我们承认。
We are all unprofitable servants.
我们都是无用的仆人。
Have mercy upon us.
愿你怜悯我们。
We pray that in these days.
我们求你在这些日子中。
Thou will open heaven to us.
你要将天向我们开启。
Reveal thy beloved Son to us.
将你的爱子启示给我们。
In such a way that we may follow him.
在这样的一个方式中，好使我们能跟随他。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。